Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green, Iowa, and today is July 18th, the 8th Sunday after Pentecost. Two readings to share with you today. First, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, beginning at verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I need to start this message today by warning you that today's sermon is a bit hypocritical. I want to talk to you about the importance of resting, taking a break, taking Sabbath time on the same weekend when I'm about to leave for Kansas City for our mission trip for what's really for me 1 week straight of working without a break. And you can let me know after the service if this works. I think I can get there because of the way that this week's gospel reading from Mark is broken up. This is one of those weeks, and the way I read it, maybe you didn't notice, but there's a donut hole in our reading. In 2 weeks, we're going to fill in the donut hole, and we'll hear about the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000. That's the part this week's reading skipped over, verses 35 to 52. But for today, we get a gospel reading that's focused on the lead-up and the aftermath of that miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. So the story picks up in verse 30 with the disciples returning from their own mission trip. Sometime earlier at the beginning of chapter 6, we heard this 2 weeks ago, Jesus had sent his disciples out in pairs to travel around the area doing God's work, healing, casting out demons, proclaiming the good news that God's kingdom is coming. And now, they're back, and they gather around Jesus, and they tell him all about their trip. And you can picture how excited they are, right? It's fun to talk about what God's been doing, especially when it's what God's been doing through you. And Mark doesn't give us any of the disciples' actual words here, but Luke records them saying things like, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submitted to us." They've had a great trip, they've done some wonderful ministry, and I imagine that they're ready for their next assignment, ready for what's next, let's keep going. And there's a lot to do, certainly. The world needs their message. There's plenty of need. Crowds of people are coming and going. So many Jesus and the disciples can't even find time to step back and eat. I wonder if you've ever had times like that, when you are so busy and there's so much to do and people are depending on you and it's good, but you can barely grab a moment to wolf down a quick bite to eat before you get back to whatever job or project you're working on. That's kind of how Vacation Bible School felt to me this year. It was great, it was lots of fun, and thank you to everybody who donated and made it happen. I'm really looking forward to next year, but 4 days of pretty much going nonstop is a lot. I always think that we could add another day, make it 5 days or 4 days for every kid, 5 days, maybe even another week, have a two-week program. We could keep going, but wiser people than I am point out that you can have too much of a good thing, point out that rest is important too. And that's kind of what Jesus does in this story. The disciples are amazed at how well their trip went, ready to get back out there. But Jesus doesn't give them another assignment, at least not right away. Instead, Jesus says to his disciples and to us, "Come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest a while. Pause. Take a break. Recharge. Relax. Rest." I think that might be one of Jesus' most difficult commands to follow. It is tough to step back, especially when things are going well. Life can feel too short to rest. And that's at least as true in our day in the 21st century as it was in Jesus' time, right? The modern world is not set up for resting. Our society is built on the idea that you always need to be busy, be doing something. Sometimes we tie people's worth to how busy they are. We live in a world of fast food drive-throughs and constant activities, extracurriculars, 24/7 news, and of course the expectation that everyone is always available through the little magic device in your pocket or on your wrist. Most businesses can measure exactly how much money they lose in terms of profits if they have to close even for a couple of hours. "Come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest a while" is a countercultural command. Rest is hard. And of course, at least in my experience, putting rest time on a calendar doesn't help. It just makes me feel guilty for not getting to it so that I can mark it off my to-do list and move on to the next thing. And yet, this command, this concept of resting, is not a new idea from Jesus. Far from it. From the very beginning, God intended us to have times of rest. Think way back to creation. On the seventh day of creation, Genesis tells us, God rested. Not because God was tired. I don't think that's possible, at least in my understanding of God. But to give us an example to follow. God rested. In the Ten Commandments, commandment number 3 tells us to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Sabbath means a day of rest, a regular day to pause, to spend time with God, to worship, to focus, to spend time in the company of our God, for us as Christians to spend time in the company of Jesus, God with us. You and I are not designed for constant busyness, constant availability. Sabbath is a difficult commandment to follow because we're really good at humans at turning good things into laws. But when Jesus gets criticized for not following Sabbath regulations well enough, according to some of the religious leaders, he responds by saying the Sabbath was created for people. God calls us to rest as a gift, not an obligation. And Jesus himself sets the example. There are many times in the Gospels when he goes off to pray by himself, to spend time with his heavenly Father. That's an example for us, and it's also a reminder, I think, that Jesus himself was fully human. Last week we heard about John the Baptist's beheading at the hands of King Herod and his daughter. Remember, John is Jesus' cousin. Jesus tells the disciples to take some Sabbath time for their benefit, but also for himself, so he can grieve and process what's happened. And if it was important for Jesus to step away and rest, well, certainly it's important for us. Jesus' example is a gift for us today. And now, here's where this sermon starts feeling a bit hypocritical. I'm not good at doing this. I'm not even good at talking about it. I don't know how to talk about it because it's so easy for me to tell you to take Sabbath time as a commandment. Do it. Rest. pause the video and pray for 5 minutes. I don't know. It's easy for me to tell you to do it as a commandment, as a burden. But I don't think that's what God's intending. It's a gift. And so I don't want you to feel guilty if you're going to turn off this video and then go and mow the lawn or run errands or go to work or even work from home. That is not it at all. But I do want you to think about what it would look like for you to rest. What would it look like for you to follow the Sabbath commandment? Maybe it looks like the green pastures and the still waters David speaks of in that psalm, Psalm 23. Maybe it's time out in creation, out in nature. Maybe it's family time. Maybe it's time away from family. Maybe it's traveling and you're doing that right now and that's why you're watching on video. Perhaps it's being more intentional about worship, about prayer, cultivating an awareness of God's presence with you in everyday life. It's not something that I can prescribe for you, because even good self-care can turn into a burden. But the key is to make time to be with Jesus, to spend at least some time resting, to find space for listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And here's where I think this story gets even more challenging, or perhaps more encouraging. At least this time in these verses, Jesus' Sabbath time with his disciples does not work. They get in the boat and go to a deserted place by themselves, and when they get there, there's a crowd of people demanding their attention. And Jesus has compassion on them, and he begins to teach them many things. We follow a Savior who both recognizes the value of time away, who calls his followers to rest, and who also is moved by compassion, moved by love above all else. Jesus gives himself for the world, for the people, for us. So the lesson in this gospel is not as clear as I would like it to be, but then of course, neither is life. How you find a balance between resting and serving, well, that's between you and God. But pay attention, and when that balance gets out of whack, and it will, look to Jesus' example. And this works, I think, for a mission trip sending weekend, because sometimes rest looks like finding a new way of serving, breaking out of your normal routine. And so on the trip, we will have opportunities to be still, to disconnect, and simply pray, reflect on God's word, listen for God's voice speaking. And then when we get back, there will be opportunities for sleep as well. Again, what does Sabbath rest time look like for you? I don't have an answer, but as a reminder, I'm giving everybody who's at in-person worship this weekend a gift of a wooden foot massager. And obviously, I can't hand one to you. I forgot to even grab one as a visual aid for recording today. But if you come by my office sometime, I have one for you as well, or just let me know. I'm happy to bring you one. You can comment in the video if you'd like. Of course, I won't see it till I'm back from the Luther League trip this week. But after that, I'm happy to come and bring you one. And you can ask me later for the story of where they came from, but just know your offerings did not go towards them. You can also just do something like write a note, put it where you'll remember it, saying to rest, or do something like that. What I like about a foot massager in particular, and I realize this loses something over video, but what I like in particular about a foot massager is that it's a symbol of rest, not just for its own sake, not just self-indulgence, but a symbol of rest in preparation for getting out there and serving. It's preparation for being the feet of Jesus at work in the world, a reminder to reflect and recharge in order to love and serve your neighbors. Allow God to fill you up so that you have the energy to do justice, to care for others, to share the good news of Jesus. Beloved of God, may you know the gift of God's call to Sabbath rest, the gift of peace found in God, and may you be refreshed and renewed to share God's love this week. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.